Blog Talk Radio.
Good day.
Is that too loud?
Breaking news of the day, according to Adam Schefter an hour ago, is that former Bears Pro Bowl guard Kyle Long, who came out of retirement this offseason, is signing a one-year deal worth up to $5 million with the Kansas City Chiefs, per source. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you. Yeah, you sound good. You sound like a million damn dollars.
God,
I was going to say.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, that's my partner, Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III. I am Clark Lawrence, and you're watching live at the Sports Addict. He is Larcher. I am Lawrence, and we talk every Tuesday night at 6:30, unless it's a Wednesday night at 6:30. And we are here to talk about all different kinds of things. There's wonderful news in the NFL. We are excited to be here. It's been a couple of weeks since we've talked to you, Al. It's been a minute since I've said hi. Hello. Salutations. You're looking great over there, by the way.
Well, thank you, buddy. You know, we had two nice days in the last 2 weeks, and you already got a tan. I'm impressed.
Yeah, pretty good. I sat out there the whole time on the deck and just let it come in. We took a road trip to the warmer weather. We got to sit outside. We got to swim in a pool at a house. And the kids just drove me fucking nuts. Never take a 19-hour road trip with children.
Well, I did something similar. I grilled. I got the grill out, and I fired up a steak, and yeah, it was gorgeous. I sat outside until it got too cold, which was right about 9 o'clock.
All right. Guys, give us a call, 760-454-8834, 760-454-8834. Leave a comment wherever you're watching us. If you're watching live, leave us a comment on Facebook Live. Over on Twitch, how you doing? We're at Sports Addict on Twitch if you're looking for us there. That's where you can find us there. And then on Twitter, at Larcher Lawrenson. And on Facebook Live, just search for Larcher and Lawrenson. This is Live at the Sports Addict. Your name is no longer covering your face, and that's quite
thank
all right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure. What'd you grill?
I had a steak. I made a nice steak. It was good.
What kind of steak?
The one with the meat in it.
Did you go over to the Jewels?
I did stop at Jewel. Yeah, I went to the butcher in Jewel.
Nice.
So I didn't get a nice steak. I got a cheap steak. I usually get a strip. I'm a strip guy.
Man, that's awesome. So I drove back up Monday night, and I was 7 hours in the car on Monday with the whole family. You know, we got DVDs going for the kids in the back and all of that. Well, it was snowing Monday night,
yeah,
if you recall. As we got back up to the city on 57 coming up north there, woo, man, just a little bit of like spitting shit, but it was windy as hell. I saw about four cars in the ditch, including one jackknife, and then I actually watched somebody spin out in front of me.
It was a little bit of snow.
Dude,
I mean,
it was, but
these?
The wind was knocking these people off the road, and I was like, I felt pretty comfortable. Certainly after I saw the car spin out in front, I slowed it down a little bit, but man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it amateurs? I mean, what, we hadn't had snow in 2 weeks, so people were fucking forgetting how to drive.
Well, you got home just in time to shovel. I appreciate it.
Dude, I walked home and I picked up the shovel within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to curse as much, but
did you get the neighbors? Did you shovel the neighbors as well?
You know what? I didn't have time to shovel the neighbors because I had to get – I just got home, so I didn't do that this time. Normally, I'm a neighbor shoveler. The neighbor – next door said that he was planning on having it shoveled by the time we got home, but I got to it too quick. And I was like, hey, man, you know, I just doing my gig. I got
what a load of crap.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
I actually was going to come over and shovel too, but I drove by. Well, first off, I borrowed the shovel from the neighbor. I put it in the car, and then the roads were so bad, I spun out into a ditch. And then I had to get pulled out of the ditch. And once I got over by your place, it was already shoveled. So
I thought the car was familiar. I really did.
Yeah, that was me. I honked twice. I don't know.
We called 911, but we didn't stop because it looked like two other cars stopped. But when I saw that spin out, I had to slow down because it what happened is the wind blew him off the road. And then they jerked it right back on, and then they spun, like, and they were done. They were absolutely in the ditch. Didn't look like any injuries, but we did call 911 just, you know, in case we were the first ones to call. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for offering to come over. I'm sorry that you had all those driving issues.
Yeah, I tried. Like I said, I would have gotten it, but it was bad out. It was horrible.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. So we've officially, it's now 2021 AD, you know, the AD, of course, for after death.
Yeah, or?
Andy Dalton.
Oh, my goodness, man. Andy Dalton, the famed Cincinnati Bengal, is now a Chicago Bear. Oh, you found your green hat, I see.
Yeah, well, John Deere Green, my friend. You know the brand.
Oh, absolutely. On a hot summer night.
I figure you're more of a Case guy.
Billy Bob Love Show. I'm an international, more of an international.
Oh, yeah, yeah, an international harvester.
I do. Yeah, I absolutely. The family had them all. I think my family farming, they just purchased, you know, they weren't tied to one, just the John Deere. We did have some John Deeres out there at the farm, but it was also, there were some, and this was my grandparents and my uncles and shit. Like, I lived in town, so. But there was an international, and there was some Case. Yeah. I don't know. My neighbor, Al, was staying at a place just outside of Clarksville, Illinois. And from looking at the map, you've got to have heard of Clarksville, Illinois, based on where you worked at one time, my friend.
Yeah, Clarksville sounds familiar.
Yeah, I guess it's
we'll
pretty...
take the last train to Clarksville.
Yeah.
We'll meet you at the station.
Sunday night, we stayed in Clarksville, Tennessee. But now my neighbor was at an Airbnb over the weekend right outside of Paris, Illinois. So,
man, that whole block of yours travels. They should just quarantine your entire block.
There you go. I have some news to report about that, by the way. Since I did some out-of-state traveling, some places where people weren't, they... Man, if there aren't mask mandates, not many people wear them. I had no idea. I took a test yesterday, got the results today. We are negative. There's no COVID in this household.
Oh, good. Thank you for not spreading it to the city.
I'm just telling you. Now I just got to go get that vax.
Rygar, it's rain, honey. Like, it's the same every time.
Since Lauren has the vaccine, we were calling her Vaxie, and I was sending her into stores to get shit for me.
That sounds like a convenient excuse not to do anything.
Oh, it was a convenient excuse to sit on my ass, pal. Anyway.
Oh, we actually got some breaking news. I don't know if you caught this yet.
Kyle Long.
On Twitter. But a big deal here. I sold a Jaylen Brown card on Top Shot for $200. I paid $14 for the pack. Made a nice little profit there.
Attaboy, you did. When did you sell it?
Well, I sold it last night, but it just broke on Twitter officially.
Oh, you just broke the news.
But you know what really upsets me is it looks like I sold the card. I set it for $200, which was a little above like the minimum. And then I saw on Twitter that in order to get a certain LeBron James card, you have to have a certain card from a certain series in order to get the collection. And he was in that series, which is probably why he sold so quickly. So, I don't know. I profited $185. I should just shut my mouth.
And you should be happy with that, right? And that's
absolutely
NBA Top Shot, what we've talked about before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our card keeps losing value, Clark. The Larcher & Lawrence card just keeps plummeting. And it'll bounce back. A buyer's market, Clark. It'll bounce back.
Yeah, no, I guess it will. Hey, guys, the phone lines are open at 760-454-8834. Give us a call. Join in on the conversation here. Nice to hear about your profit with the Jaylen Brown. You got that one. That was the last time I was trying to get in on a pack. Have you gotten any more packs?
I have. I got another pack. It wasn't very good, though.
Okay.
It was a bad pack.
All right. All right.
Yeah, so the Bears officially have signed the Red Rifle.
Oh, hang on. Before we talk about that, Al, do you know anything about this bottle? It's hard to see because of the lighting in here.
Yeah, I can't get the name.
Japanese whiskey. It's Hatozaki, the finest Japanese whiskey.
Sounds like you got the pronunciation fairly close. Hey, right, guys.
Close enough.
Hey, baby.
What do you think about me putting it in a highball glass?
Yeah.
You're the Japanese expert of this, right?
All right. About 2 ounces.
About 2 ounces. Fill that up right about there with about 2 ounces and just a little bit there. That was my best.
Cajun cup.
I mean, you knew where it was.
Luan.
Justin Thomas, was that his name?
I think it was Julian.
The Louisiana chef. This is where I might mess it up. It's limoncello sparkling water.
Okay, so now you're mixing the French and the Japanese. It's like World War II over here.
Oui. Hi. Oui.
Hi.
Oui. All right, it's not so bad.
It should be good.
I noticed that the day before the Bears officially signed Dalton and the rumors were out, you didn't seem like you were too excited about it. So when it became official, and by the way, I apologize for the psych out. I honestly read it. The notification came across, Andy Dalton, Dallas Cowboys, Andy Dalton signs with, and I thought it said the Cowboys. It did not. He signed with the Bears.
Yeah, you were giving me breaking news. You were giving me false news. Typical you, Lawrence. And so I was ready for it. But
yep.
I had COVID in August.
Not bad.
And I'm going to be honest. I think I preferred the COVID to the Andy Dalton signing.
Wow. And I know it hit you kind of decent. Like, I mean, you weren't feeling great, right?
Yeah, no, I couldn't smell. I mean, there were some downsides and sore muscles and whatnot, but it was far more pleasant than the pain and suffering we're going to experience this coming NFL season. It's back to the red zone for me. I didn't watch a lot of games last year, and this year seems to be right in line with that. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to watch Andy Dalton, or you're going to watch the other guy, Nick Foles? I'd rather have Mick Foley, to be honest. And, maybe they draft somebody. I mean, there is some talk maybe they move up in the draft and they get a guy, but I don't know. Right now, it's just it's a disaster.
It's pretty underwhelming. On one hand, they didn't give up any assets for him. On the other hand, I think he made $3 million last year in Dallas, and we're paying him $10.
Yeah.
But that's with the idea that I believe they must have the idea that he's the starter of the team and a placeholder so you can draft somebody, right? Like, as you
said. I don't know, man. From what I saw of the Red Rocket, the Red Rifle last year, it was rather disappointing. Because I know, being the king of fantasy football, undisputed king, really.
Right.
Two-time tournament champion.
Mm-hmm.
Quarks, one day you'll get there.
I won your league. I won another league that we're in together. Wasn't I the two-time champ last year, if I recall?
We're talking about money leagues, Clark. We're talking about real deals.
Those are money.
Not Ross's nickel and dime league, all right?
Dime league. Why don't you leave it?
Excuse me. I think I'll stay. Hard as me.
I just get, it's fine.
Why don't you leave it?
No, I'm not leaving. I've been there longer, pal. I've been there since 08, 07, something like that. Well, how long have you been there?
Long enough to bitch about it.
All right.
So, I bitch about all the leagues, though. I mean, except my league. My league's run well. Oh, my God. Hank Jr. Conrad Thomas just stepped up.
My rowdy friends are coming overnight.
In case people are watching the feed and they're wondering, I shaved my beard off.
Sweetest mustache. You got to show it off.
I put on some COVID pounds, and I don't like the double chin on the camera.
Come on.
So, I'll get a little bit of the mustache.
There we go.
Maybe there.
You gave a preview. Come on, pal. You look great. You look great.
I got like a turkey gollop hanging down. I mean, I don't like it on the camera. So, used to do just podcasts, it was fine. But now we got people watching. I got to cover up. It's for some decency.
Well, we need to improve on the numbers, the tens and singles of people who are watching us. You should just see if Rygar will just sit there.
Rygar, you game?
There he is. Just show Rygar the
she,
whole time.
She, Clark, she.
Yeah, I said
he didn't mean it, baby.
I don't think I called him a he.
Rewind the footage.
We may have to. We may have to. Larcher, this Dalton thing yesterday, when they announced it, man, it was like right as Lauren showed up and we were walking over to pick up the kids from daycare, and it ruined everything. My wife is like, "What is wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Well, the Bears just signed Andy fucking Dalton. We've been cheesing on this Russell Wilson possibility. Sure, they'd have had to give up the farm for him, but whatever. I mean, you go for the quarterback, the top five quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
And then we end up with Andy Dalton. Like, it's a lateral move-ish from what they have. It's not anything.
It's just
– this regime is just – I'm not upset anymore about it. I'm just over it. I'm fucking done.
It's deflating is what it is. It's you have hope, you have a passion for this team, and you think things are going to get better, and you put your faith in the fact that there's competent people who are running the team.
Competent.
And something is going to be done to fix a glaring hole on a team that has never had a quality quarterback in the modern era, and they do absolutely nothing. I mean, there's not even a move. Like, let's say you get Darnold or you get Jameis Winston or you get one of these other guys that signed earlier. I wouldn't have been excited about it, but at least I would have said, okay, you know, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. You know, there's a chance here. What we have now is no chance. No chance in hell. That's what you got.
Right. Right. It's just... do you think that there's any, like, it's $18 million for Allen Robinson. Is he going to play for $18 million? Probably. Or is he pissed?
I mean, I don't know. I don't like, I don't want to go play for Andy Dalton. I mean, it's not just the money. It's like, do you realize Allen Robinson, the best receiver statistically in man coverage, one-on-one, you throw the ball to him, he's most likely to catch it out of anybody, has never in his entire career had a quality quarterback.
Right.
We're talking about high school. We're talking about – because I know he had some horrible kid in high school. Kid was miserable. Didn't even make the NFL. college. The pros. What team won? Team two. He has never had a quality quarterback. This
Blake
poor
Bortles,
bastard
Mitchell
has had
Trubisky.
Garbage.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't blame him for – would you say that his best quarterback would be Andy Dalton then?
If you think Andy Dalton's better than Mitch Trubisky
– I don't know.
Mitch is better.
I know. He might make better decisions in there. That's a possibility, right? Like, he might be better at breaking it down, at his looks, at dumping it down to his – you know, his second option, his third option. He might actually have that. He might not look like a deer in headlights back there. But I just – nothing has me excited about this signing.
I don't trust redheaded quarterbacks either. I'm just going to put that out there.
How many redheaded quarterbacks are out there that you can name?
Andy Dalton.
And who else? Have you
Andy.
Have you ever trusted Andy Dalton?
No, I've never trusted. I don't trust people named Andy either. So he's got a double name, except Andy Sipowicz, of course, but that was a fictional character.
Three-time Pro Bowler, Andy Dalton.
Trubisky made the Pro Bowl. They give Pro Bowls out like doctors hand out meds.
I don't know. 2018 was a solid year, though. 2018 was a solid year for that team, yeah?
They had the best receivers in football and the best running back in football, and they still failed.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
I don't
red-headed know. Redheaded QBs.
I like where you're going here. Let's see. For his career, he has a 62.2 completion percentage, and this is Andy Dalton, of course. His TD percentage is 4.6. He's thrown 218 touchdowns. His record as a starter is 74, 66, and 2. 74, 66, and 2. He's played in two tie games. That's impressive.
Best redheaded quarterback of all time was Sonny Jurgensen III.
And
thick mane of red hair.
And you put him above?
I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I didn't trust him in 1963, and I don't trust him now.
Huh, yeah.
Andy Dalton, best of the present time. The Red Rifle, don't trust him. Brandon Whedon, don't trust him. Now, when it comes to redheaded coaches, you're fine. That's what you want. You want a redheaded coach.
Who's the best redheaded coach?
Well, you can get Andy Reid.
Wait, is that red hair?
Yeah, he's got red hair.
Yeah,
redhead.
I thought it was brown. Yeah, maybe.
Now, Jimmy Graham at the tight end position had red hair, but he shaved it bald. So I don't know if that counts.
I mean, well, he's not a quarterback. Is he going to be on the Bears again? I don't know.
I don't know. Big free agency signing last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're paying him too much. Did we lose Fuller yet? I know there were reports today that we'd be losing Kyle Fuller.
Are they trading him?
I heard they were just straight out cutting him.
Cutting him to save the money?
Yeah.
To free up cap space.
Pretty
wow.
High cap hit.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's been all over the place lately. I thought I caught something about it, but they'll save $11 million in cap space if they trade him. Do you think that they're going to cut him? Would you rather have Kyle Fuller on the team and not have that $11 million free space? Or would you rather have Andy Dalton on the team? $10 million.
That goes without saying.
$10 million.
I would rather have Kyle Fuller.
Unfucking real. It's not good. It's not good. What would you have been okay with for Wilson?
Anything?
Three first rounders, Khalil Mack,
yes.
And Roquan Smith.
Yes, gone.
Wow.
Good. Sold.
Wow. So then today it leaked out. I think it was Ian Rappaport this morning who reported that Ryan Pace met in North Dakota or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas, with the GM of the Seattle Seahawks and tried to make a deal. Now, do you think that it was the Bears who leaked that information out to try to save a little bit of face with the fan base? Right? Like, who's leaking that to Ian Rappaport? I mean, there's got to be something going on out there. Like,
well, you always have to look at who it behooves the most. And the boon goes to the Chicago Bears, whose disappointed fan base could go, well, look, they put all the effort out. But I don't care. The effort is getting a guy. That's when you brag. What you missed on, I don't care. So you offered them the world, and they turned you down.
Right.
You know? It's like, here's what it's like, Clark. I've been to these autograph signings, you know, and sometimes there's a very attractive female. You know, or male, but it's generally a female.
Like
goes
in line?
Both ways.
In line or signing?
No, signing. Let's use Alexa Bliss, for example.
Perhaps.
I went to see Alexa Bliss. Some asshole in line proposed to her.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you could take the picture and you could leak it out to all your friends, but at the end of the day, you didn't get Alexa Bliss. It wasn't even real. It was a fantasy in line you paid money for. That's what the Bears did. The Bears proposed to Alexa Bliss in line at a convention.
Would this person have married her if she said yes out of nowhere?
Probably.
Was it
probably
serious?
I think that would be a great sitcom, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like, you know, somebody their whole life, they just haven't found Mr. Right, and then they're famous and they're hot.
There it
and
is.
Some loser proposes to them in line at a convention, and they're like, we're getting married.
They were, like, down, and they're just like, fuck it. Let's do it.
Hey, look, I was in line, and I'm a licensed minister. I married you and your wife.
You
should have
done
it.
You should have piped
right
up.
There.
Did you not pipe up? Did you go, hey, actually, I am a licensed minister. We can do
next
this right
time
here and
I
now.
Will.
Yeah, that's fantastic. They missed out. The Big Show show should have been that. There it is.
It should have been that. That would have been a great show.
Unreal.
So,
oh, we'll have quite
that,
a bit to talk about with that.
That's what happened with the Bears. They proposed to Alexa Bliss, and she turned them down.
Yep. It's so frustrating. I think I hate my football watching ability so much that I'm going to watch a lot of the Cleveland Browns next year. Like, at least there's a lot of hope there. At least there.
Oh, you're so annoying.
Why?
Like, you pick the worst fucking team in the history of football.
Well, I mean,
like,
I'm not going to be that guy that just jumps on a fucking bandwagon. Oh, you know what? All of a sudden, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
So,
you know? I'm
so
not going to pull that shit. Huh?
Like, so cheer for the Jets.
Why? Why the
Jets?
The Jets are shit. Why would I cheer for the Jets?
Didn't the Browns have the racist quarterback last year?
I don't know what woke means. What's woke?
Yeah.
You're woke. Who's racist?
I am.
Is Baker
Browns,
Mayfield racist?
Yeah. I think he is.
Hang on a minute. I got it. No way. Baker. What? Anyway, I don't know.
Oh, maybe it was the Pittsburgh Steelers who were racist against the Browns. I don't remember. Either way, he shouldn't be a Browns fan. Like,
you're trying to create reasons for me to not be, and I appreciate you.
Well,
I do like it. Who's from
Browns,
Cleveland?
Clark, I'm trying. Like, you already have the Cubs. You're already a loser in that sense. You have the Chicago Bears. So why are you abandoning the Bears to look at shit? A team whose color is literally shit. They couldn't even come up with a better team logo than shit. Yes, I know. You have socks on. What do you want?
Just say.
Head on the back.
Let's go, Aloy and La Russa, baby. Go White Sox. I don't know.
The Browns. Give me a break.
Hey, Cleveland. Let's go, Cleveland. That's how the song goes. Let's go, Browns. Let's go, Browns.
You know, the Lions, they have like an opera singer sing their song.
What is it?
I don't know. I went to a Lions game once, and all of a sudden some guy in a hard hat started singing, and everybody was singing along.
Oh, man.
And that's their thing.
I like how Lions fans like Scott just jump all over this, like just shitting on it. Like it's like they're just so happy to have somebody else join them in the bullshittery of what football is. I mean, unreal. Unfucking real.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in the realm of horrible fans, you get the Lions, you got the Packers, and then you get the Browns. So they're all in good company.
The problem with what the Bears have been doing is that we have a fine fan base here in Chicago. It's a great fan base here in Chicago, Illinois.
Greatest fans in the world.
Ever. You know what? They were such diehard fans that they forced the other NFL team out of town in 1959, you know?
Yeah, they flew right out of here.
If they keep this shit up, I'm telling you, the McCaskies might as well just move this team down to St. Louis, just like the fucking Cardinals did back in the 60, back in 60 or 59, whatever the hell that was.
Oh, man, I have to look up my e-wrestling history, my resume. I'm doing an e-wrestling podcast next week.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be a guest on, and the host asked me for, can you give me the federations you were in and your characters, but I have a Swiss cheese memory. I have a Swiss cheese memory. I don't remember these things.
Is it still around out there?
Yeah, in some forms and fashions.
Okay. Like, I just wondered if, like, because some of the stuff that I did 15 years ago on the internet, like, those pages are dead. You know what I mean?
Thank God, because you'd be canceled if they read your
stuff. Fuck it. Done. Gone. That mustache looks good, pal. What? Where can people go to hear this podcast? Do we know this yet?
No. I'll share a link eventually.
Hey, that thing that you're blowing into there, that you blow the smoke into, is that basically just taking the toilet paper roll and putting the fabric softener sheet over it, but that's like professionally made? Yeah.
Yeah, I assume so. I assume so. I got another one. It's almost time to break this one open.
Have you noticed? Does it? Well, I mean, I never, like, when I used to smoke in the apartment back on Seminary, I never realized how much that stuff creeped out. I just, like, walking up, I didn't really notice as much because it was mine. But have you noticed there being less of a smell around?
No, I don't notice.
Yeah. But I would guess there is.
I mean, I have a candle lit, too.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the scented candles, Clark. I don't know if you knew this or not.
I do know this. I've heard this. Sometimes you get them over at Jewel.
I do. And no offense, buddy, but when I'm spending $9.95 to $15.99 on a candle and there's nobody around and I'm in that Jewel aisle, the mask is coming down and I'm smelling the candle before I buy it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can bitch about it. You can get on your soapbox and you can moan and you can call everybody out about it. But, pal, I'm smelling the candle before I buy it.
I'll
make sure no one's around.
You can take the thing down to smell the fucking candle in the aisle. That is allowed. But when you just bitch and moan and cry about having to walk into a store putting a piece of cloth on your face as an adult, that's fucked up. Like, just put it on your face. Go in.
Yeah, but I'm sick of hearing the people bitching about the people and the people not wearing the masks and then the people bitching
me
about
too.
The people not wearing a mask.
Me too. I'm like, sick of it all. I want to be done with it. I want it to be gone.
Shut up. Will you both please shut up?
Will you shut up about bitching about me bitching about it? I'm done.
No,
I'm over
no,
COVID. I'm fucking
not.
Done with it. I'm ready for masks to be gone. I swear to Christ. They are.
Oh,
it's
you love
annoying.
The mask. You love having something to complain about.
Oh, you're right. I love that. Yeah, I love having. You don't complain about anything.
Welcome to my world, pal. Welcome to my world.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it. Let's hang out in real life, IRL. Like, you know. We've been doing this like this for a long time, for a year now.
Yeah, a year.
Did we give it? We gave it a few months. COVID, like we just. I went a little crazy at the beginning of it last year. Since we last did a show, we hit the year, Al, the year mark of this whole lockdown thing.
Well, the bars are starting to open back up, so that's a good thing. People are coming in and. Drinking and having a good time. And
I picked up from the local bar tonight. The wife had a hankering for a Reuben. So I caught that they had a Reuben special and stuff. So,
you know, you live 5 miles away from the greatest sandwiches in the world and the greatest shops in the world.
Do they make Reubens?
Yeah, man, you get a Reuben. What's the matter with you? Of course.
Which place?
Any place. You go into a place, you go make me a Reuben. Don't make you a Reuben.
Where?
It's not that hard. Just drive down Harlem Avenue. You'll find a Reuben. You want a Reuben? I'll get you a Reuben in 10 minutes.
Do I have to, like, yell out the window, hey, who has Reubens here?
Do you want sauce on it?
Yeah.
Do you want a little, like, Thousand Island sauce on your Reuben?
That's what makes a Reuben a Reuben. You got to have that, right? Don't you have to have some of that on it? Some kraut? Some Thousand Island?
I don't know that you put kraut on a Reuben, do you?
Dude, I tried so hard to get a vaccine before I went on the trip.
What do you need a vaccine for? You're not an essential worker. You're of age.
I take care of children 2 days a week. Just me. I'm an educational worker, and I need it.
Did you see the latest South Park?
What was that? No.
Everybody trying to get the vaccine.
Well,
they made it like Walgreens was a hip club, and everyone and they had bouncers out front, and everyone's trying to get in. That's you, Clark.
That's exactly what's happening. Because when I was trying to get my mom one and stuff, who qualified like completely, I spent like a whole day on websites. Just let me try this. Let me try that. Let me try that. Like it's such a fucking crapshoot. It's an exclusive club.
I'm fine waiting. I have no problem waiting. I'll wait my turn.
You got a couple antibodies in that body kicking around, though.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I have no problem waiting my turn until they tell me, you know, because there's some people, fat people are claiming they should get it. And it's like, yeah, just calm the fuck down.
What about
old people get it?
Smokers getting it.
See, like ridiculous. The smokers can wait.
I'm going to be able to get it by the end of the month because of the ticker. Because of the heart issues that I got going on here. So
BS.
That's the one.
I'm calling BS shenanigans.
Dude, there have been some articles I've read about how COVID hits people with high blood pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And
fat guys, too. Every fat
and
guy
hypertension.
Gets the
there you go.
Yep.
Let's get
yep.
it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you?
I have high blood pressure. I have cholesterol. I have obesity.
You take meds?
I don't bother with that junk. And I have all these problems, man. I got the COVID. Look at me. I'm stronger than ever. Pop a pump, taking notes.
Here it is from Cook County Community
shit.
Vaccination Program. Just coming in at 7:07 p.m. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dear registrant, you are receiving this announcement because you signed up to receive the COVID-19 vaccines at vaccine.cook county, Illinois. Cook County will be moving to phase 1B plus on Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Based on the information provided, you have been moved from phase 1C to 1B plus. Please note your new signup code. Boom.
Yeah, what's that code?
Vaxxed.
What's that?
Huh? Oh, you're going to wait. You're comfortable waiting. You're fine. It starts with a one.
I can't believe it. The biggest crybabies are getting it first. It's terrible.
I don't know, man. There are quite a few people worried about it and whatnot, but I just figure let's just get the damn thing and see what happens. Whew.
And then are you going to post about it? I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a picture. I'll be like, I'll do this, and I'll ask if I can flex while they put it in my arm.
Are you going to do the Young Bucks
that.
Flex?
Do I have to turn it? No.
Yeah, you and the doctor turn each to
That is the best thing that they do when it comes to outside of the ring, because their mic skills aren't quite there, as you have mentioned to me before.
It's the best thing they do, period, is the post.
Wow, you're done with them. You were a big Young Bucks guy.
I wasn't a big Young Bucks fan. I found them interesting. I enjoyed their matches in New Japan when they would get like 8 minutes and put on a good show. But, man, it's a lot of the same. They still could get me. I mean, there's times where I go, wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as the flipping and flying stuff goes, I prefer Pentagon and Phoenix.
We had a damn good time watching. Well, they did the match with Pentagon and Phoenix, and we watched that live one. I forget which. Was it all? It was probably All Out. Or no, All In. No, All Out. All Out was the second one, right? That's the AEW, where we saw a really good flippy, floppy match and whatnot that we enjoyed.
Yeah, I think it was a ladder match, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did the spot where they were both on ladders at the same time and went from each side of the ring. It was fun. It was good, but
and that's when Santana Ortiz popped up after the match, and they were going to be a big deal, and then they buried them.
Are they buried?
Yeah, they're buried. They're like straight up jobbers.
Oh, we're not even giving them titles.
No, they've never.
They don't
titles.
Even get a title shot. Maybe they've had a title shot, but man.
All right, here's a classic Reuben recipe.
Ooh, I want to hear
cooked corned beef brisket.
Okay.
Imported Switzerland Swiss cheese. It's got to be imported. Sauerkraut. You're right about the kraut. Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah.
Rye bread and a little unsalted butter.
Nice. Nice. I like a good Reuben.
Reuben's okay. Classic Italian is still the best. And then the BLT is a work of art. It's simplistic.
Just the
its
BLT.
Beauty is in simplicity.
What are the condiments on the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, and what kind of bread do you prefer?
Toasted, white, mayo.
Toasted, white, with mayo. Simple. Just a
Simple.
Couple.
You cut it in, you squish it down, you cut it in a triangle, you got to have a fresh tomato. Because look, in life, at 40-some-odd years of age, you learn this much. There are good tomatoes. And there are bad tomatoes. There's nothing in between. And when you get a good tomato, it's perfect. Now, what goes good with a tomato? Salt. So now you've salted your tomato. So now your sandwich has salt. It has tomato. And then you get a nice piece of lettuce and lettuce, another one. Good lettuce, bad lettuce. You get the good lettuce. You throw that down there. And then you make some bacon, you put pepper on your bacon, so now you got salt, you got pepper, you got bacon, you got fat, And then, yeah, you lay out a little bit of mayo so you get even more fat on there, and you squish it down and cut it into a triangle, and you got one of the most perfect sandwiches in the world.
Do you make your own?
All the time.
Really?
The time.
Nice.
The air fryer makes bacon for sandwiches perfect. Like,
how do you
just nail?
How do you do the bread? White bread?
I use white bread. I throw it in the air fryer.
At the same time as everything else? Like, I don't.
I find 12 minutes on bacon is perfect. So I'll put the bacon in there, and then when there's about 3 minutes left, I'll throw the bread in there, and I'll let it cook on top of the bacon so it absorbs some of the grease from the bacon. And then I wash my lettuce, I cut my tomato, I cut my lettuce, I make everything perfect, I get my mayo, I flop a little, I get the bread out, put a little mayo on there, crosses of bacon, and then two strips down the center, and then I fucking squeeze that thing down, fucking, cut it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I put a toothpick in it if I want to. I want to get fancy.
Do you at home throw a toothpick right in it to help hold it together for a little bit?
Sometimes. I used to, but I found you really don't need it. So.
I don't really see any Instagram photos of you of this sandwich. Like, you should really take photos of it and put it on Instagram. Like,
I would almost guarantee I have an Instagram picture. I'm not going to make a – it's not like a cat where I'm going to keep posting over and over about it.
Oh, do you have a cat?
Huh? Do you have kids?
Do you have – absolutely. Nailed it. I like a nice – Italian beef sandwich, my friend.
Yeah.
And I don't eat them enough. And I've been to a shop or two around here. I went to Roma's up on Cicero here, just north of Irving Park, in between Irving Park and Montrose.
Yeah, not a fan.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. I want to go try a new one. I want to try
not
one
bad.
Somewhere else. Now, I got it juicy, right?
It's the way I do it.
Or you can get it dipped, right? Or you can get it with it on the side and you can dip it.
No.
Never
dip
go
it
dry.
They do it for you.
Oh, you get it dipped and they do it. What's
this is Chicago. They don't put it on the side. Yeah.
You can get it on the side.
If you say dip, they're going to dip it themselves. They're going to dip it right in
dip
the juice.
Dip the whole damn thing. Oh,
it's
going to
be extra wet. I do juicy, mozzarella, hot.
Oh, Kevin says that I think your BLT sounds like a recipe for the Red Rifle sandwich. Oh,
oh no.
No need to stink it up with any Randy Dalton shit.
Do not besmirch the quality of my recipe with the Red Rocket. He has soured the taste and flavor of Chicago from now on.
Oh, my gosh. So dipped with mild peppers and cheese, and I'm good.
Hot peppers.
No, I'd love it if you could throw some jardinera on it. But
that's what it is. Hot is the jardinera.
No, I don't want hot jardinera. Throw me some mild jardinera.
It's always mild. Jardinera isn't hot. Even hot jardinera is mild.
I am getting better with hot stuff, so maybe I will try that. That's a good call. Ooh, maybe tomorrow's a good. Where am I going tomorrow, Al? You got a spot?
Yeah, come meet me for a sandwich. We'll go to the Riviera.
Oh, done.
You like a little eggplant on top of your sandwich, the soaked in the vinegar.
I do need to run. I do need to make an errand down to the Gold Coast tomorrow, but I can do that earlier, depending on when Binny's opens. Okay.
All right. Well, I usually eat lunch around noon, so you know.
Wow. We'll get a little better with the sandwich talk for now. I'll go out there. I'll go out into the world, and I'll go do some research. How does that sound?
Look, I can tell you three sandwich shops you need to go to, all in that area. I mean, it's all in that area. It's not close to you. It's not far from you. You know, it's like a 15-minute drive.
What? That's close. That's right down the street.
I mean, you know where Harlem Avenue is.
Harlem Avenue.
You go down to Harlem.
Uh-huh.
And they're all right there, and there's three of them, and I want you to tell me which one's the best. You know, you could do it over the course of, a couple weeks.
A couple months or two.
Summer.
Do I bring the girls?
Yeah, bring the girls. Why not? One of them has all the Italian candy. It's basically an Italian candy shop.
Oh, yeah. All right. I do like that.
Does Hazel like coffee candy? We'll get her some cappuccino candy.
One time Hazel, about a year or two ago, picked up a coffee bean off the ground and put the damn thing in her mouth real quick before we could get to her.
Yeah.
Thinking that she was like sneaking candy. Oh, it was awesome. Like just the sheer look of what the hell is this in her face. Cause it was off.
She's going to be ready. Okay. There's a beautiful, BLT.
Yeah. Al is currently, for those of you podcast listeners who we love, who've been with us since September 12th of 2012, he's showing a great sandwich. You can go to his Instagram feed. At Larcher Than Life to find that one, I believe.
That's right. That's right. Back from May 2nd of 2019, not that long ago. According to the food historian John Marnini, it is the second most popular sandwich in the U.S. after the ham sandwich. I'm not a ham sandwich guy. And a poll by One Poll in 2008 showed that it was the nation's favorite sandwich in the U.K. BLT sandwiches are popular, especially in the summer following the tomato harvest. In the United States, the BLT season is associated with an increase in the price of pork bellies, which are processed into bacon.
Okay.
And now you know the rest of the story.
The thing about the BLT is that it has taste to it besides just one simple ingredient. The ham sandwich, all you're tasting is the salt off of the damn ham.
Ham sandwiches aren't good. I never understood the appeal of the Crocus ham when people are bragging about getting Crocus ham. I'm like, yeah, you know, you can have your fucking Crocus ham. You can have all the ham you want. Keep the ham to yourself. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get a nice Italian sandwich, which has multitude of flavors. And again, get the eggplant on the top.
Yep.
Or I'm going to make myself a nice BLT. I can make a nice Italian sandwich. I've gotten better at it over the years. You know what the secret is?
What's that?
Less is more.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, I think when you're making a sandwich, the want is just to load it with, you know, because, like, you know, you go to a store or something, you're like, oh, I wish there was more meat. Well, when you're making the sandwich, you're gonna want to load more meat on there than you need. Or you know, hey, I like onions. And so you're going to put more onions on there than you need. But no, very simple.
All right.
Just one little layer.
Kevin, if you're still hanging with us, I just wanted to let you know that I am planning on taking my family and my girls to see Chicago Sky games as soon as that is a thing again, as soon as it's a comfortable thing to do. There you go. Can't wait till they play Seattle.
Kevin, if you're still listening or watching – the cat and I plan to watch a Chicago ladies basketball game.
Chicago Sky. Chicago Sky.
Yeah.
WNBA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chicago Sky. Well, we eat BLT sandwiches, not named after Andy Dalton.
Now, man, there's been talk, like a lot of guys have always discussed, a lot of people have always discussed, that maybe if the NBA dropped the rims or the WNBA, then it'd be a more fun game to watch because it's dunking. But so that looks like a good sandwich, my friend.
That's Harlem Avenue right there.
Harlem Avenue. I'm in.
Natale. That's the butcher of Belmont. That's the guy who used to be a pro wrestler.
Oh, yeah. I'm not just going to watch the WNBA. I'm not looking to go there to watch dunks. I just want to watch good basketball that my children can be excited about watching with me. I'm very excited about this. That's another good sandwich, Larcher. I see some jardinera laying around. That is a dipped Italian beef sandwich, if I could.
That's right. With hot peppers and mozzarella.
Jesus. I should have put the oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What's this? We can do a chat overlay on the stream. Yeah, we don't need to do that. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Look at this. You're trying to do stuff.
You just show the whole chat over here? Well, there's a button next to it that says it's new, so that's how I know that it's new.
That's good. Yeah. I like that you press buttons that say new. I tend to enjoy doing that. How's the Japanese whiskey working for you today?
It is. It's working pretty well. It's making this whole Andy Dalton thing seem wonderful.
Yeah, I wish I was drinking. This whole Andy Dalton thing has given me heartburn. I grew an extra chin because of it.
Yeah.
As soon as they signed Andy Dalton, this thing just dropped.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fine. When, when do you expect things to be back to pretty much normal by the summertime with the bars? I mean, or were they pretty much normal this past weekend?
No, they weren't normal. I mean, capacity is still limited.
Was it more normal than the last time?
Yeah, but, I mean, it was the quote-unquote St. Patrick's Day rush.
Yeah. Did you get it? Did you get the St. Patrick's Day rush? Is that medical?
Calico Kush. It's meow or it's meow-ana.
Oh, did you got that? You get that because of the cat?
Yeah, it's catnip.
Oh. When you open it with a lighter in your hand, that really makes it seem like you're ready to smoke it, my friend. That's
no,
all.
That's...
Yeah, honestly, I like this. I like the I do enjoy the Japanese whiskey, so thank you.
Good.
Thank you for bringing it into my life.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad. It's nice to see you expanding. I've never had that brand. That's seems like a good who's the company?
I order it by price, you know, or like I was like, I don't want to spend the lowest amount. I can't spend the highest amount. I am unemployed. Produced and bottled by Kaiko, Kaikyo Distillery, Kashi City, Hyago, 673-0871, Japan.
Kikoyo.
www.hatozakiwhisky.com. Try that website. That's who they are. Seems pretty good. I think what you brought over a couple weeks back was better. But
yeah, well, I mean, that was really good. You know, that was Hibiki.
Whenever somebody brings whiskey or bourbon over to your house and they make sure to grab the bottle before they go back home, that's how you know that that was a damn fine whiskey that you drank.
Oh, God's sakes.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
Is it a housewarming gift?
No. All right. We got some brass tacks to discuss here, my friend. Some deals to discuss.
Okay.
So the WWE Network is officially going silent here at the end of the month. And if you want to have the WWE Network, you have to go to NBC's Peacock Network. Here's the deal. Can I transfer my WWE Network subscription to Peacock? No. There is no automatic transaction. They're just going to stop charging me for the account at the end of this month.
Yeah.
However, they did it smart. They're ending this just before WrestleMania. So if you want WrestleMania, you have to go and sign up for the premium. And for WWE pay-per-views, you have to have the premium account, which costs $5. Premium Plus is $10. The difference between premium and premium plus is commercials. And my idea here is that since I've always paid $9.99 for this service, why wouldn't I continue to have the premium plus, which the service didn't have commercials before? Why wouldn't I pay to have the premium plus? Now, here's the deal. My household and your household. Oh, Sean just said he didn't realize that about the network, that it's going dark. Yeah, you have to switch over.
They're not carrying. I mean, the thing that really pisses me off about it is they're not carrying over all the old pay-per-views.
They say not yet.
Right.
Like, they say they'll get it. Like, they're
going
to get it.
Like, there'll be a Legends house, too. I'm sure they're working right on it.
Sure.
It's going to happen
every day now. Right. But, yeah, I mean, I can't go watch a WCW pay-per-view from 98.
No.
From 95, from 94. I can't go do that.
And I like to I like to go to sleep with the old wrestling, with Heenan and Monsoon, a wrestling super, not superstars. Maybe it was superstars. But I like watching the old stuff, throwing that on and falling asleep to jobber matches.
They are going to put some WWE content on the free Peacock as well. Like their reality shows like Divas and Bellas and Miz and Miss, Raw Talk, The Bump. Those things are going to be free. But the WWE Network will go dark is the terminology they're using on April 4th. As you had said earlier, not all of it goes over. Episodes of NXT will be available on Peacock the day after. Episodes of Raw and SmackDown 30 days later, which is, I think, the way it is currently.
Yeah.
Recent episodes of Broken Skull Sessions, but they're not going to get all of them.
All the old WrestleManias.
Sure, that makes sense. The Undertaker documentary, episodes of 24, WWE 24 and Untold will all be there. But, I mean, none of the old shit, which I really enjoy about the network being there.
Yeah, this reminds me, do you remember when Comcast had, like, you paid, like, $5 to get the WWE Network? It was before the actual network. And there'd be, like, 10 videos a month on there of things to watch. And
yeah.
It was like, this isn't what I want. I want what the network ended up becoming. That's what I wanted.
Right. I didn't have it, but I saw it. I did watch it at a friend's house a little bit, my buddy Andrew's place. And there was no pay-per-view inclusion, no discount on pay-per-views or anything.
No, you still had to pay the full price.
Yeah.
It was like Coliseum Home Videos. It was like the best of Bret Hart 89. him versus the Berserker in a doozy of a match.
It was basically the VHSs that were at your video store when you were a kid, and you'd already watched them all then by renting them, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I saw a Twitter post by, I believe it was Jim Valley, who's like a wrestling commentator, journalist type, and he posted something like, the seedier the video store, the better the wrestling collection, which in my case was absolutely true. I remember the one store, it generally correlated well with the size of the porn selection. With the exception of Family Video, which had a huge porn selection but didn't have a really good wrestling selection, but the off brand video store on Rand Road had like a massive wrestling collection and porn collection, but the place always was seedy and smelled like someone was smoking in it. Whereas Blockbuster, you got like three videos, you got like WrestleMania 6, 11, and 2, and that's like all you could get.
Doesn't that make all the sense in the world, though? Like, that the seedier place that has the better porn collection also has the great wrestling collection? I'm just saying. Like, it all makes sense to me.
I think wrestling fans and porn kind of go hand in hand. You know, not all of them. I mean, look.
Well,
like maybe,
especially
maybe
the 90s, the Attitude Era wrestling. Like, that makes sense.
Sure. A heavy male demographic. Yeah. So if you're like a slightly overweight video store owner in the 90s who was a wrestling fan, you probably were a wrestling fan and you probably had a nice porn collection.
So for right now, and I'm reading an article from CNET.com, for right now, NBC promises to get the rest of the WWE Network's content, which is lots of stuff, by SummerSlam. So by the end of August, it's all supposed to be there.
Okay, all right. I mean, I can hold off for that. That seems reasonable.
Here's my question about Comcast customers, Xfinity customers. Right,
free,
now.
Free.
So I'm guessing...
Bun.
I'm guessing you get the $5, the old doubleheader from Kevin there. There you go. Yeah, I would say. Yeah. Yep.
You know it, man.
Yeah.
I think that was the name of the video store, the doubleheader.
So here's the thing about your household and my household.
Yeah.
Is that for quite a long while, I have been the provider of the – are we allowed to talk about this out loud to people? We share the WWE.
The laws are listening.
We share the WWE Network, and we share the Netflix. And for the longest time, you've paid for Netflix, and I've paid for WWE. Well, Netflix raised its price a couple times. and you never asked for any more from me.
Yeah, I don't care.
WWE never did. But at least we had both networks, right? Well, now that Comcast is free for you, Peacock, are you getting the premium? Like, are you getting it with the pay-per-views, or are you just getting that free version that only has, like, Ms. and Mrs. and shit? Have you researched it enough to find that out?
I believe I'm getting the premium.
Okay. With commercials. No premium plus.
Comcast.
That's the thing. That's the interesting thing there that I'd like to find out. And I'd like to figure out if we could still work out a deal.
But yeah, I'm sure deals will be made. I'm sure there'll be a lovely deal.
Just checking. It's a $1 billion deal is what it's looking like.
What's the name of the network? NBC? Is it
Peacock?
NBC, the Peacock Network.
Peacock Network. Because, you know, they're the Peacock. That's the NBC logo.
You missed out. Back in the 80s and 90s on Addison and Harlem,
yeah,
there was a lovely diner called Peacock's.
It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Rest in peace. I love diners, man. You're a diner guy.
Of course.
And
I'm the OG of diners.
And you can't just go in and order ham and eggs, right? Because that makes you a ham and egger. So what do you order at a diner? What's your go-to?
Depends on the time of the day. Late lunch through early evening, I generally look for a little liver and onions. Later in the evening, I'll look for maybe a soup, maybe see if they have a meatloaf or what the pasta is. If there's any specials going on, I'll look at the specials. Maybe a Reuben,
nice.
Maybe a club.
How about a BLT
sandwich?
How about a BLT? Do you ever order that from the diner?
Yeah, but now that I make them at home, I think that's a sandwich you really should just make at home.
Okay.
It's so easy and simple and so tasty. It's just a good sandwich to eat at
home. Is it too simple to order when you're out? Is that the deal?
When I'm out, I want something complex that I'm generally not going to make at home. That's kind of my rule of thumb.
All right.
So, you know, like eggs and bacon, I have that every morning. Like I have that, I don't have that every morning, but on the weekends when I'm not working, if I'm home and I'm not working, I'm going to make myself eggs and bacon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make myself a nice breakfast, maybe a hash brown,
so
some orange juice.
You sit down and sometimes the busser comes by and says coffee or the waitress, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. Right away. Coffee. Yes. I'm at a diner. I'm drinking coffee. I'm not ordering a Coke. It's a coffee.
I'm
go cream
bold.
And sugar. I go, I don't need that shit. We're good. Boom. Let's go. Couple eggs over medium, turkey sausage. Give me a little Cholula sauce. Boom. I'm good. I can be fine with that. However, I can be a bit of a skillet guy too, if you talk me into it. Sometimes an omelet, once in a while a Denver. Sometimes I like to spice it up and add a couple different things to it. I'm changing. I'm becoming less of a turkey sausage and egger, and I'm starting to learn more, Al.
Well, that's a good example. Like an omelet you can make at home, but it's a lot of parts to it. There's a lot of moving parts.
It's not that hard if you've already – like I do it a lot, especially now after I drop the girls off at the diner. I'll come home and make myself a quick omelet. Like if I have like some peppers around, I just got to cut those up real quick and throw them in and get them going. Throw on the sports talk radio and stuff. It's okay. But you,
well, I was giving you a compliment. I was agreeing with you, but you know, I guess you're right. It's simple. You shouldn't be getting it at a diner.
No, you get an omelet at a diner too.
But the skillet is something that you generally not making at home. So that's a good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good option.
I like a diner that serves the skillet in a skillet. Right? Like sometimes they serve it on a plate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like why are you serving me this skillet on a plate? That's an issue that I have.
It's like if I'm at a Mexican restaurant, I'm going to look at the fajita because I'm not making fajitas at home. You know, I'm not bringing out a sizzling plate of meat. So, like, the fajita definitely gets looked at. You know, I get shit for this because, you know, there's better things in an Italian restaurant, but lasagna is complex, and I like lasagna. I'm going to look at a lasagna. You know, it's on the menu. I might get a good lasagna.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. That's good. What are the diners in the western suburbs that you've been hitting up? I wouldn't mind letting folks know about a couple of the diners around town for any of the Chicago listeners here.
Well, I mean, with everything closed up right now, I don't know any good diners.
That's a good point.
There's a great diner.
They're starting to open back up, is the thing.
It's called the Elmwood. But last time I went in there, this place was like a hazmat suit, and it was just depressing. There was like one booth open. I mean, it was early in the pandemic. They might have bounced back. But, like, the menu had, like, three things on it, and it was bad. But when this place was fully functional, they had, number one, they had the old-school dessert case, you know, the circular dessert case with all the pies in it. And you just point, and you go, I want that one.
Boom.
They had a good rice pudding dessert. They had a good spumoni. If you want a little spumoni for dessert.
What's spumoni?
It's an ice cream. It's really good.
Okay.
You know, a little cherry in there, a little almond,
yeah,
a little chocolate. It's like an Italian ice cream. So they'd have the spumoni, and then they had but the secret to that place was they had a gyro that would absolutely blow your mind.
Oh, I think you pronounced that perfectly.
Of course. I'm a well-seasoned. A gyro.
Oh, my gosh. A hero.
Gyro.
Hero.
Gyro.
Gyro. Gyro.
No.
Gyro.
Gyro. Gyro. Very good. Gyro. Gyro.
Have I told you that my daughters count in Spanish with a nice accent?
You've showed me.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's right. I did have you there. Yeah. All right. Gyro. 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 Gyro.
Like the year is 2021.
Like Yair. Year. Gyro.
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 Gyro mayo.
You get that with the cucumber sauce, corned beef hash skillet, top diner breakfast. That's good. I'm not a big fan of the corned beef, but I feel like whenever I have it, I do enjoy it. Just not something that I order.
Yeah.
No, it's from Patrick on the Facebook page there.
What was that about? Which one?
The corned beef hash skillet.
Oh. I gotta give that a shot. I'm generally not a corned beef guy either.
I don't complain when I get it. I'm
today,
like, oh, I should order this more whenever I
Yeah,
have
you're
it.
Right. You're right. But it's not my thought. Like, when I think of it, I don't go to it. But that's a great call.
Salty. Very salty.
Absolutely.
They cook. It's easy to cook in the pressure cooker, though.
Is it?
So like a week from now when all the corned beef for St. Patrick's Day
is on sale.
Reduced in price down to, you know, you get like a 5-pound corned beef.
Yep.
For like $5. So
that's
the way to go.
Yeah.
So next week I'll be eating corned beef is what I'm saying.
Okay. I like that. I can't wait to go sit in a diner by myself without the family. Ugh, it'll be great. I mean, I love the family. Don't get me wrong. But cripes. 760-454-8834. If you want to talk to us about diners, what's your favorite diner? If you want to leave a comment on the Facebook about your favorite diner or your favorite meal like Patrick just did, let us know what's going on, guys. Ah, man. Well, partner?
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. There's been, you know, the Chicago Bears have a quarterback. It's terrible. The WrestleMania is a couple weeks away, about 3 weeks away.
And if you
want
to watch it, you have to have the Peacock.
The Clark doesn't watch, so we can't talk about that.
What can't we talk about?
AEW is pretty good. I'm enjoying it, but I don't want to criticize it because Clark will get mad at me.
No,
so.
You know I turned a corner on it, though. I was really depressed about the ending of the pay-per-view, Al.
I couldn't tell if that was real or you were just being
No,
it
was fucking
dramatic.
Real, man. Like, imagine all of that for just the poof at the end. Like, if you're going to go for it, make sure you can do it. I'm worried with AEW, Al, that there are too many cooks in the kitchen.
Kids. It's all the kids are in charge, and there's no adults there to tell them, hey, You know, maybe maybe we shouldn't do an exploding barbed wire death match because, A, I don't think the marketplace is looking for that anymore, and, B, because it's 2021, and in order to safely pull it off, all we can do is set off some fireworks. And, you know, as noted, the Cody gender reveal celebration had bigger fireworks than the end
of
exploding barbed wire death match.
Yes, it did. Wow. That's a good point. But you did try to cheer me up after I was serious there. And now I can be honest with you. I was just down on it. Like it's,
yeah. Couldn't tell if you were being sarcastic, grumpy Clark, or anytime you talk AEW with Clark, you have to read the room.
You got to be careful. I do get a little pissed. I get a little salty about it. I do, because I want
one
that thing to
stink. Commented like he's ready to, he's walking out.
I'm leaving. I'm never coming back to this chat again, Al. No, they just, there's definitely just way too much in that kitchen. They're all.
It sure seems like it. It sure seems like it. And, you know, Cody feels ruined right now.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega's interesting, but then he's 69ing with Don Callis. And,
wait, what's
you
that?
Know.
Maybe I missed that. Was there something that they
yeah,
did with
he,
that?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Omega's such a freaking weirdo. I want to love the guy, but, like, so, you know, at the end of the pay-per-view where Cody huddles over, or Kingston.
Eddie Kingston
huddles over Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they were doing their promo a week later, Kenny Omega like lays on the ground, or Don Callis lays on the ground, and Kenny's I think on the ground. He's like 69 me, Don Callis, 69 me, and then Don Callis covers him up in the 69 position. Like just weird. I don't know. It's just he's got a weird sense of humor. Just like the whole thing is just. Just bizarre. AEW is just a very bizarre place. I enjoy watching it, and I'm not hate watching it. You know, it's not like the third run through of the West Wing. I'm not like sitting there despising every character.
Your third run of the West Wing, you hated all of the characters?
The first time I watched that show, I really enjoyed it. Went back, I watched it again. I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. Third time I watched that show all the way through, I'm like, I hated every freaking character. I just like, how did I ever like this? What is, oh my God, he's so annoying.
Maybe I should watch The West Wing next. Now that I'm done with Sopranos. I think
you'd like The West Wing. It's
Sorkin.
I like
Newsroom. I watched that from Sorkin.
I thought West Wing was really good.
All right.
Like I said, the first, it was a good show, but it's just, it didn't. Once you go through the story once or twice. Again.
I can definitely watch it once and maybe watch it twice.
You know, John Goodman was the best thing on that whole show.
Is my microphone out?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah, I haven't heard a word you've said all show.
When was John Goodman on?
Like season four, I think.
Okay.
Season three or four.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll watch it. That sounds good. What else?
Well, there's some AEW tonight, so I'm going to see what it is. You know,
you're
going to
log off and go watch some AEW and watch that disaster. Maybe, you know, Kirkland put on a great fireworks show. Maybe I should hook up AEW with their great, like the best fireworks in Northern Illinois, my hometown. Maybe I should hook them up with their fireworks guy with AEW and see what happens.
Yeah. They definitely need somebody.
Did I ever tell you that I tried to bring up to Lauren that my master plan was, since we were driving near Jacksonville, was to stop in Sunday night and watch Revolution?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't. That whole master plan, not even. I kind of brought it up in a joking way. She goes, oh, so that's what this whole taking our time thing is all about. I'm like, no, I want to take my time because I don't want the whole family to go crazy on a road trip.
Yeah, that fizzled out about as well as the end of that pay-per-view.
Nailed it. The big main event tonight is Thunder Rosa and The Dentist. Thunder Rosa from NWA And she'll have a pay-per-view this coming weekend. NWA is going to come back, and they're no longer their studio show. It's no longer going to be on YouTube. It's going to be with Fight TV. So idea there is if these feds, Ring of Honor, NWA, Impact, and AEW, like, they should be able to do something right here between them all. If they're doing it slow, which I think is good. They aren't just like putting them all together. But, I mean, that was the dream when I was younger, was WCW and WWE doing something like that. I don't know. They should be able to go slow with that, but, yeah.
You will see.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see.
What an exciting week.
Yeah.
This time change should be made illegal.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
It has absolutely ruined my week. I've been exhausted, and I haven't been able to function, and it's just been bad.
The time change happened, and I left at 4 o'clock on the new time, 4 a.m. on Sunday morning from my vacation, and it was 2 hours after the time change happened. So.
Yeah.
We kind of didn't even notice the time change, but we also did, because a time change already sucks, you know, like going from one time zone to the other. So, especially
right.
with the kids who don't understand that.
Try going to Tokyo.
Try doing it with a kid. Dude, I can't imagine that. The traveler on the other side of the globe, just to get situated there.
I mean, don't forget I'm a night person. So I was kind of like a day person over there. So I was on vacation. So it all kind of worked.
Yeah, that does.
It worked for me.
That is good. Yeah. But coming home, well, I mean, I guess it kind of worked the same at the time, but.
Yeah. It was just, now it's night.
Yeah.
There were points where I felt a little tired, or I was a little like, hey, what time is it again?
Sure.
But no, I felt like after a day you adjusted pretty quick.
Yeah.
It was cool doing New Year's Eve. Your New Year's, yeah, midnight.
Okay.
Like a day before you guys.
Oh, I bet that was cool. Yeah, that's fun.
I got to post on Happy New Year on Facebook and be done with it.
There you go. You posted it before I even had my fucking first coffee, I think, is how that worked.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, enjoy the rest of your night.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's something else. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I know. I went to my notes a second ago. My notes were shit. So.
All right. Yeah. The music going.
Yeah. Well, let's do this again about next Tuesday, huh?
Sounds good, man.
Thanks for waiting the extra day. I could have used it. Last night was still kind of weird.
Yeah,
for me, so.
I concur.
All right.
George Jones wishes you a happy St. Patrick's Day. This green suit.
Let me see. Wow, young.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Good night, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you on the other side of this thing.
What is this?